Good morning, the breakfast show from BBC Wiltshire. It's coming around to 24 minutes past eight now. So a Wiltshire theatre company is preparing for a new production in a, well, unusual way to say the least. They're helping to paint a church room. Jane Dale is a director from the Old Town Theatre Company in Swindon. She's on the line to tell us a little more. Morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're doing a bit of painting in a church, which, you know, is a good thing. It's a noble thing to do to help out. But how on earth does this help you prepare for your next production?
Well, the most obvious link is the play's about a group of painters and decorators. So doing this gives our actors some hands-on experience for when they're on stage, whilst doing something for the local community at the same time.
So, actually, once you stage this play, they're going to be painting every night, are they?
They are, although I hasten to add, not for real, because we don't really want to be sloshing paint all over the stage. But they'll be able to practice their brush techniques and all the rest of it and do up St Augustine's Parish Room at the same time.
I'm worrying about the people sitting in the front row if you're using...
Yes, the audience might get a bit of the paint as well. So there won't be any actual paint used on stage.
So what's this production about?
Well, the play is based on a novel by Robert Tressel, which was written about 1908, so it's set in the Edwardian period, and it opens with this group of painters and decorators starting work doing up the house of the local factory owner and parliamentary candidate, Mayor Sweater. So there's a lot of humour and banter and camaraderie among them, but it's soon very clear that the men live in absolute terror of their works foreman, who's absolutely obsessed with cutting costs. He's a walking pocket calculator, and he's always bullying them with threats of the sack. But one of their colleagues, Frank, is described at one point in the play as a bit of a stirrer, tries to persuade them they could do something about the situation, but it's only when his mate Harlow has a bit too much to drink at the annual outing and he says more than he should in front of his boss and the mayor, the stage is then set for confrontation.
What's it called, this play?
It's called The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists.
Okay, excellent. And when are you staging this?
Well, it's on at the Arts Centre on Devizes Road for three nights next week, Thursday the 10th, Friday the 11th, and Saturday the 12th of September, and it starts at 7:30.
And tickets from the box office?
Yes, tickets from the box office at the Arts Centre on 614837, and they cost £7.50 full price and £5 concessions.
OK, the box office telephone number again is a Swindon number. It's 01793 614837. I wish you well with this.
Thanks very much. If people want to find out more about OCTC and the play, they can visit our website, which is www.swindonweb.com/OTTC.
Excellent. Well, I hope it goes well. And, I normally say break a leg, but today I'll say happy painting.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for joining us.
OK.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's Jane Dale, director of the Old Town Theatre Company. We wish them well with their new production then, The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists, which starts on Thursday night this week. Tomorrow, here at BBC Wiltshire, on my Sunday show.